RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue to our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with listeners' mailbag. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. New police chief to be installed after Eid al-Fitri feast. Riau Islands Provincial Administration asked Natuna to be passed by foreign cruise ship. House of Representatives asked the government to be careful in taking reclamation policy. Now the news in detail. Indonesian House of Representatives have officially approved the appointment of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as police chief to replace General Badrodin Haiti. Tito Karnavian, who is the head of counterterrorism agency, is still waiting to be installed as the Indonesian police chief by President Joko Widodo. According to presidential spokesman Johan Budi in Jakarta on Sunday, the inauguration of the new police chief will be conducted between July the 12th to 15th. As having been reported, in the plenary session, the parliament endorsed the nomination of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as the Indonesian police chief. The ratification was made after Tito Karnavian underwent a series of fit and proper tests at the House of Representatives. Riau Islands Provincial Administration has asked the central government to designate Natuna Regency and Anambas Islands to become entrance gates for foreign cruise ships. Head of Riau Islands Tourism Office Guntur Sakti in Tanjung Pinang said Saturday his office has proposed the central government to develop Natuna and Anambas Islands as maritime tourist destinations. He explained that the proposal is quite reasonable as Natuna and Anambas Islands border with neighboring country Thailand, which has beautiful beaches, namely Tian and Phuket. Guntur Sakti added, in the near future, Riau Islands Tourism Office wants Natuna Airport to operate and open direct flights to Natuna so that it can market tourism potential in Natuna. Vice Chairman of Commission 4 at the Indonesian House of Representatives, Daniel Johan, asked the government to be careful in making decisions related to reclamation so as not making an impression that the government is not responsible on the people's loss. Daniel Johan said in Jakarta on Saturday that if reclamation has a negative impact on the environment, the project should be cancelled. According to him, if the government is still implementing the project, it is the same as destroying the billions of rupiah national asset. He suggested the government not destroy the national asset that have already been built and require developers to do everything. According to Daniel, the state must not weaken the power of its people. It is obliged to foster them so as the people will be stronger in competing globally and obey the rules and the laws. 19 fishermen of Rokan Hilir Riau arrested by Malaysian Marine Police since June the 22nd have been successfully released and repatriated to their place of origin. The release was at the request of Indonesian Embassy's task force to the Malaysian authority to free the fishermen along with their ship and belongings. First Consular Secretary at the Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, Yuda Nugraha, said since the beginning of the arrest, the embassy's task force had coordinated with a number of parties for the release of the 19 fishermen along with their three vessels. From Vessels Detention Center, Kuala Selangor. Saturday afternoon, they were released and repatriated, escorted by Malaysian Fishery Office to Indonesian-Malaysian sea border.
Melalui pendekatan dari KBRI, kepada
through the approach of Indonesian embassy to the Malaysian fishery office, we asked them to release the fishermen immediately because it is associated with the Idul Fitri feast. Finally, we received information from the office of the fisheries ministry that it decided to release them, so they will not be brought to trial. They were released from the vessel detention center and escorted to the sea border.
Yuda Nugraha added, during the repatriation, the Indonesian embassy ensures that all the 19 fishermen are in good condition and get good treatment while detained. In addition, investigators have returned the fishermen's goods that have been detained, including GPS equipment. The fish catching of the fishermen have been auctioned and the auction result was returned to them. The task force also provides logistical support and clothing during their repatriation to their region. Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt Helmi Fauzi, in his Ramadan Safari agenda to all Indonesian citizens in Egypt, invites Indonesian students in Cairo, Egypt, to take advantage of their opportunity to study abroad for networking with fellow Indonesian citizens from different regions as well as with other foreign nationals studying in Egypt. According to the ambassador, it is very important and the benefit will be felt later on in Indonesia. He explained, just like the United Nations uniting the nations in the world, Al-Azhar University and other universities in Egypt are also the same, namely bringing together students from various countries around the world. The students of Al-Azhar University do not only consist of the Arabs, but many of them originate in Asia, Africa, Europe, and even America. All of these, according to Helmi, represent a golden opportunity for students to build network with various continents in the world. We need to make use of the time as much as possible in Egypt to gain knowledge, broaden our knowledge, and broaden our social network. That's what you must do studying, either through a formal school, college, especially at Al-Azhar, and secondly, by engaging in several studies. It is a very remarkable opportunity that you can do in Egypt. And don't forget, it is also an opportunity for you to expand international relations, build a good network among Indonesian citizens who are here as well as with the Egyptians, and in addition also with other international communities. We are lucky and fortunate as Al-Azhar University is a kind of a miniature of the United Nations. All of the nations are there. Helmi Fauzi also invited Indonesian students in Egypt to use the momentum of studying at the University of Al-Azhar, Cairo, Egypt, to get to know the culture of other nations. Helmi Fauzi also encouraged the students to increase discussion on science with their fellow students, both from Indonesia and from other countries. According to Helmi, discussions and scientific studies are very important to sharpen critical thinking, and that became one of the characteristics of the students. In making use of Ramadan fasting month momentum, Cairo Embassy holds Safari Ramadan by visiting all the representatives of Indonesian citizens in Egypt. Airline passengers are predicted to be the highest ever this year during the Idul Fitri holiday. With bus travel taking a hit, the Indonesian Transportation Minister said in a statement released on Saturday that holidaymakers opting for air travel increased this year to an estimate 4.6 million, a 7.6% increase from the previous year. Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan said Indonesians now have a higher purchasing power and a different appreciation of time. Sultan Hasanuddin International Airport in Makassar, South Sulawesi, saw passenger traffic increase 15% between last Friday and Thursday. Passengers at Pangkalan Bun Airport, Central Kalimantan, increased 10% within the same period. Train passengers are predicted to increase by 4.6% from the previous year to more than 4 million. Ship and ferry passengers are expected to rise 3% from last year. Meanwhile, holidaymakers opting for bus travel are predicted to decrease by 7.8% to 4.3 million compared to last year. While the ministry is yet to determine the factors behind the sudden drop, Ignatius has suggested poor safety and service records are to blame. The Idul Fitri exodus has seen a motorcyclist increase from 2.5 million last year to 5.5 million. Overall, the government has predicted commuters across the country will increase by 5 to 7% compared to last year. To end the news, here are the main points once again. New police chief to be installed after Idul Fitri feast. Riau Island's provincial administration asked Natuna to be passed by foreign cruise ship. House of Representatives asked the government to be careful in taking reclamation policy. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from Indonesia, a program which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Manokwari, West Papua. Ministry of Religious Affairs of Manokwari Regency, West Papua Province, has set up two locations for watching the moon before the end of Ramadan 1437 Hijri. Head of Islamic Society Guidance Section of Religious Affairs Ministry, Sofyan Nanang, in Manokwari said on Thursday that the two locations are in the beach in Masni and Sidei. Nanang said the monitoring will be conducted on the 29th of Ramadan or July the 5th, 2016. It was aimed to determine the end of Ramadan and the start of the first Shawwal 1437 Hijri. Nevertheless, according to him, the establishment of the first Shawwal 1437 Hijri or the end of Ramadan for Muslims in Manokwari will adjust to the result of the Isbat session conducted by Religious Affairs Ministry. He explained that Hilal Ru'yat results in Manokwari will be submitted to the ministry for consideration at the confirmation hearing in Jakarta. The next news comes from Buleleng, Bali. Thousands of Hindus in Singaraja, Buleleng, Bali packed Pura Agung Jagatnata in connection with Pagarwesi holiday. The day is interpreted as a momentum to strengthen the faith and piety to God Almighty. One of the young leaders of Hindu, Made Dian Pramana Putra, said Wednesday, Pura Agung Jagatnata is the largest temple in Bali and is always crowded with Hindu on every major religious celebration. Moreover, the Pagarwesi holiday commemoration in Buleleng is celebrated in a more lively and colorful way than the Galungan and Kuningan days. He said university students from different regions in Bali studying at public and private universities in Singaraja often worship in Jagatnata Temple. The latest news comes from Ambarawa, Central Java. One of the steam locomotives still operating in Ambarawa Railway Museums, the B5112 series locomotive, Tuesday afternoons was washed. Washing locomotive of Dutch heritage is like an annual ritual performed it's ahead of the Lebaran day. The locomotive washing activities involve dozens of rail fans, community members of Regional Railway Trains Operation 4, which is one of the communities of railway train lovers and conservationists in Central Java, before cleaning jet black locomotive body was doused with water. Once soaked in water, the car was wrapped with soft foam smeared with cleaning fluid. Ambarawa Railway Museum Manager Sabto Hartoyo said loco B5112 series made in 1902 is one of the three types of steam locomotives still operating to serve tourists in Ambarawa Railway Museum. In the Lebaran holiday this year, manager of the museum will open a surface train journey on the regular tour from Ambarawa Station to Tuntang Station on July the 3rd and 6th to 10th. That was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with July the 3rd, 1920. Bandung Institute of Technology is established. On July the 3rd, 1920, Bandung Institute of Technology was established by the name of Technische Hogeschool Te Bandung, or commonly abbreviated as TH Te Bandung. TH Te Bandung is the first engineering college at the same first higher education institution in then the Dutch Indies, now Indonesia. The institute was founded on the initiative of a private entity, Koninklijk Instituut voor Technisch Onderwijs Hoger in Netherlands Indië. TH Bandung opened the first time with a faculty that is the Faculteit van Technische Wetenschap. Next is July the 3rd, 1988, the U.S. Navy combat ship shot down Iranian Air Flight 655. Iranian Air Flight 655, or IR-655, was flying from Tehran to Dubai. The plane was shot down over the Persian Gulf by a U.S. missile fired by the cruiser USS Vincennes. U.S. warships are misidentified the plane by as an Air Force F-14 Tomcat of Iran. This incident to this day continues to be a problem for relations between Iran and the United States, which is already broken after Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Iranian government until now claimed USS Vincennes accidentally shooting down the plane, while the United States after the incident expressed regret over the incident but has never formally claimed responsibility, pay compensation, and apologized formally to Iran to this day. The crash killed all passengers and crew, totaling 219 people. And the last is from July the 3rd, 2011, Yingluck Shinawatra became Thailand's first female prime minister. The election that took place in Thailand on Sunday, July the 3rd, 2011, dissolved the House of Representatives on May the 10th, 2011. During the campaign, Yingluck called to implement national reconciliation, eradication of poverty, and the reduction of corporate income tax, even though these programs are scorned by the Democratic Party. Pheu Thai Party won a landslide victory with 47% of votes, won 265 of 500 seats in the Thai parliament. Yingluck Shinawatra became the first woman prime minister in the history of Thailand. During the political crisis in May 2014, the Constitutional Court of Thailand removed Yingluck from her post as prime minister on charges of abuse of power. In sentencing, the judge in the hearing said that Yingluck had abused her power by moving the head of the National Security Council to other positions in 2011 so that her relatives could occupy this position. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is highlights of this week, titled Parliament Approves Nomination of Tito Karnavian as Police Chief. Commission 3 of the House of Representatives or Parliament unanimously approved the nomination of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian to be Chief of Indonesian National Police on Monday, June the 27th. The main reason for the House to accept the nomination by President Joko Widodo is because they assume Tito has a clean background. In a fit and proper test before the approval, the commission members drilled Tito on matters of combating terrorism. Before the nomination as police chief, Tito Karnavian was the head of National Agency for Combating Terrorism. The 51-year career police is indeed spent a lot of his time in the handling of terrorists. Tito is also one of the initiators of the Anti-Terror Detachment 88. Asrul Sani of the United Development Party, however, questioned the deaths of Siono, a terrorist suspect in Klaten after being arrested by the Detachment 88 Anti-Terror on March 11. Yet all factions accepted Tito's explanation about the death of Siono. Member of the Commission of Nasdem Party, Taufikul Hadi, said that the House accepted the explanation that the enforcement of justice should not hesitate to act when dealing with terrorists in the field. In the fit and proper test, Tito Karnavian also expressed his opposition to the proposal of the Special Committee on Revision of the Terrorism Act to form a supervisory board of the Special Detachment 88 Anti-Terror. Tito argued that a supervisory board requires additional costs and not in accordance with the government program to save the budget. According to Tito, supervision of detachment can be done by the National Police Commission, the International Investigation Division in Police Headquarters, as well as the Inspector General overseeing the National Police Headquarters. Candidate for Police Chief Tito Karnavian also said terrorism became the main focus of the police at this time. If he has been officially appointed as Chief of Police, he promised to continue Operation Tinambala in Poso, Central Sulawesi to crack down on Santoso terror groups there. Besides Poso, Tito says he will continue to implement anti-terrorism policies, especially to quell the spread of radical Islamic State of Iraq, which supports the ISIS in Syria through the establishment of a special task force. The task force will work closely with the Directorate of Immigration and the National Council for Combating Terrorism. Tito promised to prevent and catch ISIS sympathizers who return to Indonesia. All members of the commission agreed to dismiss General Badruddin Haiti and to appoint Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as Chief of the Indonesian National Police. Well, that was highlight of the week. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Indonesian House of Representatives have officially approved the appointment of Commissioner General Tito Karnavian as Police Chief to replace General Badruddin Haiti. Riau Islands Provincial Administration has asked the central government to designate Natuna Regency and Anambas Islands to become entrance gates to foreign cruise ships. Vice Chairman of Commission 4 at the Indonesian House of Representatives, Daniel Johan, asked the government to be careful in making decisions related to reclamation so as not making an impression that the government is not responsible on the people's loss. 19 fishermen of Rokan Hilir Riau, arrested by Malaysian Marine Police since June the 22nd, have been successfully released and repatriated to their place of origin. Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt Helmi Fauzi, in his Ramadan Safari agenda to all Indonesian citizens' representatives in Egypt, invites Indonesian students in Cairo, Egypt, to take advantage of their opportunity to study abroad for networking with fellow Indonesian citizens from different regions, as well as with other foreign nationals studying in Egypt. Airline passengers are predicted to be the highest ever this year during the Idul Fitri holiday, with bus travel taking a hit. The Indonesian Transportation Minister said in a statement released Saturday. That was the end of news in brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz, 11.785 kHz and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including its art and culture, tourist destination, even culinary. In the last week of the month of Ramadan, I will introduce Mustafa Ramli Mosque in North Jakarta, which lately has attracted attention, especially the citizens of Jakarta. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Ramli Mustafa Mosque was built in 2,000 square meters land in 2011, but was inaugurated by Haji Ramli Rasidin and Professor Dr. Nasaruddin Umar on May 15, 2016. The mosque was built by Ramli Rasidin, a Chinese-Indonesian who converted to Islam. The four-story mosque combines typical Chinese and Islam architecture, adopting the concept of Taj Mahal from India with the hope that, like Taj Mahal, the mosque can still stand after some centuries. The mosque, which is 35 meters tall, was designed by an architect, Julius Danu. The name Ramli Mustafa Mosque is derived from the abbreviation of Ramli and his family's name. Ram is from Ramli Rasidin, Li from Li Nyuk Kim, her wife, while Mu comes from Muhammad Rasidin, So from Sofyan Rasidin, and Fa from Fabianto Rasidin, hence the name Ramli Mustafa. This mosque looks so unique and magnificent. Besides, its occasion is opposite Sunter Lake in Tanjung Priok. Mustafa Ramli Mosque, that is located in the middle of the elite housing complex, is also adjacent to a Hindu temple. On each side of the courtyard of the mosque, there is a piece of verse from the Holy Al-Quran, namely Surah Al-Qariyah. On the right side, Surah Al-Fatiha is also using three languages, namely Arabic, Chinese, and Indonesian. While at the bottom of the stairs, there is a place for ablution. Another uniqueness of the mosque is that all letters in the mosque are written in Indonesian, Arabic, and Mandarin. Entering the four-story building, you can see its grandeur. Through the gate, which is all white, you can see the size of the detail and Arabic script and Mandarin into one that is very interesting. The first floor at the bottom leads to the place for ablution. The second floor is where the main prayer is conducted. Then going up one floor, on the third floor, there is a balcony that can be used by female congregation for praying, while from the fourth or top floor, you can see the beauty of the architecture and the pillars. Another unique thing in this mosque is there is no loudspeakers. Perhaps only in this mosque where the muezzins call to prayer without using loudspeakers. Ramli Mosque was built not only to be used for worship, but also for the education of converts and religious tourism. Visitors who come after worship usually go upstairs and take pictures. Ramli Mosque is also equipped with a lift or elevator for the elderly and persons with disabilities. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Mustafa Ramli Mosque in North Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Mr. Lenny. In this edition, I'll explore the topic of hunting ketupat lebaran in Kampung Ketupat. The end of Ramadan, or the fasting month, is only a few days away. With that, the Muslim community around the world will welcome Idul Fitri or Eid. The day is always greeted with a sense of joy. Besides with prayers, the Muslim typically celebrate Eid by providing snacks and cakes to be eaten by family and relatives who come to visit. For some communities in Indonesia, Idul Fitri or Eid is not complete without the traditional ketupat, the diamond-shaped rice cake in the menu. But some people cannot make their own ketupat due to various reasons like being busy, for instance, especially for urban communities. For those who have difficulty making this atypical food, in addition to obtain it in the traditional market, you can also buy it in the ketupat production center. Jakarta can their ketupat from Kampung Cimahpar, North Bogor. Almost the entire population of the village livelihood in Cimahpar come from making ketupat. The majority of the villagers are very skillful in making ketupat shell. Everyone in the village is capable of producing 3,000 shells every day. Not only adults, children also help in production of ketupat. Not only making the ketupat shell, they provide ketupat that is ready to eat. Ahead of Eid, the demand typically increases 2 to 3 times more than usual days. With the right dose and the best rice, people in Kampung Cimahpar generate ketupat with a distinctive savory flavor. Uniquely, its manufacturer has its own way of cooking, so the packing still looks fresh and attractive. There are 3 villages that produce ketupat to meet the needs of Bogor and Jakarta community, which reach up to more than 500,000 pieces every day. Ahead of Eid, Kampung Ketupat become more crowded with the production activities from collecting coconut leaves, leafing the shells, washing and draining the rice, put the rice into the shells to cooking with a minimum time length of 8 hours. The size of the ketupat sold was diverse, ranging from the small, medium and large. The price varies according to size. One of the ketupat producers, Suryana Uti, said she was happy to have the same livelihood with her neighbors because many consumers' demand will not be able to fulfill by herself. The producers work together to meet the high demand ahead of time. Most of them still have a familial relationship. For generations, residents of Kampung Ketupat have been producing the ketupat. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Eleni on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Bogdan Reziski in Poland. In his email, Bogdan Reziski asked RRO Service Voice of Indonesia to extend the date of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. Hello, Mr. Bogdan Reziski, wherever you are. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. For your information, now we are holding the second quiz called VOI International Quiz 2016. We hope that you can participate in the quiz. So, what are you waiting for? Send your answers to voiquiz2016@gmail.com as soon as possible. Maybe you are the lucky one. Well, Mr. Bogdan Reziski, we are looking forward to receiving your next email, and please send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. Thank you. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. And this song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Salam, ya mu'min, ya muhaimin, ya aziz, ya jabbar, ya mutakabbir, ya khaliq, ya bari, ya musawwir, ya ghafar, ya qahhar, ya wahab, ya Alim, ya Qabid, ya Basit, ya Khafid, ya Rafi', ya Mu'izz, ya Mudhil, ya Sami', ya Basir, ya Hakam, ya Adlum. Ya Qawi, Ya Matin, Ya Ya Majid, Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, Ya Somad, Ya Qadir, Ya Muqtadir, Ya Muqaddim, Ya Muakhir, Ya Awal, Ya Akhir, Ya Zahir, Ya Batin, Ya Wali, Ya Mutali, Ya Bar, Ya Tawab, Ya Muntakim, Ya Afu, Ya Ra'uf, Ya Malik Al-Mulk, Ya Dzal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Musit, Ya Jami', Ya Ghani, Ya Mughni, Ya Mani', Ya Dhar, Ya Nafi', Ya Nur, Ya Hadi, Ya Badi', Ya Badi', Sabur, Ya Sabur.
And now we will reply an email from Jody Wardana Kawi in Bandung, West Java. In his email, Mr. Jody Wardana asked audio of a talk show about Day of National Education, which was broadcast on May 2, 2016. Hello, Mr. Jody. How are you? Thank you very much for your attention and also your appreciation on our broadcast. And we will forward your request to our documentation division. And we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Betapa besar sayangmu, tiada yang melebihimu di dalam kecintaanmu. Pengorbananmu seluruh hidupku kau curahkan di tujuhku. Padamu baginda Rasulku, ku memohon syafaatmu.
You're still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency of 9525 kHz starting from 400 hours UTC to 500 hours UTC Pakistan local time. And the SIO was 444. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. We are very glad to receive your email again because you haven't sent your reception report for quite a long time, but we believe that you always tune in our radio every day. We also thank you very much because in your country, Pakistan, there are so many fans of RRW service, Voice of Indonesia. We hope our fans will also send their reception report of our broadcast like you do. And for information, you can send your report to voi.english@gmail.com. voi.english@gmail.com. Well, Mr. Kalab Abbas, we are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception report. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we will play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ku
Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, and to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. And you can also follow our Twitter @VoiIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. And we would like to say happy Eid al-Fitri to all of listeners, especially for Muslims around the world. I'm Anya Sana. Thank you for listening. And we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Berjalan yang kujumpa hanya kebesaranmu. Tiada yang kuharapkan, tiada yang kuinginkan selain cinta kasih sayangmu. Adalah yang kudambakan, adalah yang ku mohonkan pengampunan dan keridoanmu. Segenap perasaan kerinduan padamu ku persembahkan, semua keinginan dan harapan kepadamu ku sandar. Perasaan kerinduan padamu ku persembahkan, semua keinginan dan harapan kepadamu ku sandarkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.